I can't say much about President Ward and other presidents, but all I know is that this is an ordinary meeting of the Heads of State Implementation Committee. And then the second thing is that as to the reports for Rwanda and Ghana, APRM reports for Rwanda and Ghana are not ready. We have been quite involved, my institute, with the providing assistance for the APRM missions in Ghana. I know that it may be that people underestimated the amount of work that goes into a review, because unlike the OECD reviews, these are very comprehensive reviews, political governance, economic governance, and so on and so on. And I will imagine that I know that the paperwork has been done. It may be that the compilation, putting together and all that, I think that's probably where the delay is. But I know that the missions have been there because we were supporting some of the people who were working on those missions. So I think that the delay is probably at the level of production and so on and so on, because it's quite a heavy exercise. But as to the absence of President Thabo Mbeki, I know that he left last night for Indonesia for the 50th anniversary celebration of the Bandung Conference. So I don't know whether President Ward and other presidents will be attending there, but I know that's the reason for his absence. It's not in any way, in my understanding, a statement against NEPAD and so on. And I just want to emphasize, my understanding is that this is just an ordinary meeting of the Implementation Committee. They've been meeting several times, really.
Why would it be more important for African leaders, including the South African president, to go to the Indonesia conference, the 50th anniversary conference, versus going to a NEPAD meeting, since NEPAD is considered to be under the wing, more or less, is it not, of President Thabo Mbeki?
Well, I think that the meeting in Indonesia is very important, because you remember that the Afro-Asian Solidarity Conference in 1955, 50 years ago, it was really a turning point in relations between Africa and Asia, and it was part of the anti-colonial struggle and so on. It may be that after this meeting in Bandung, there's going to be a re-energization of the Afro-Asian relations and so on, which I know that South Africa has quite a lot of interest in relations with Asia and parts of Asia, etc. So it's an equally important meeting. In my opinion, in my view, the NEPAD meeting is very important, but this one is more important. The one in Indonesia, the Bandung 50th anniversary, is very, very important, because it's a celebration, and it's about Afro-Asian relations and how to take them forward and how to build them into the new century.
Are Asian economic investors or political allies important to NEPAD?
You remember that since the beginning of NEPAD, I mean, you had, before NEPAD, Japan was had a ticket process with Africa, Tokyo International process, something like that, if I can remember very well. But see, after NEPAD, then ticket was aligned to NEPAD, and subsequently the Chinese came up with their China-Sino-Africa cooperation framework, which, of course, I think is a couple of years old and is also anchored around NEPAD. So I think that there's quite a lot of interest. Some of the countries, Malaysia, et cetera, they're quite keen and quite interested in NEPAD, and India. India has also made a gesture towards NEPAD. So Asia is a very important part of this NEPAD exercise.
Senegalese President Abdoulaye Wade, one of NEPAD's founding members, had made a remark, a controversial remark, a few months ago. He said that nothing had been achieved in eight key sectors in NEPAD, including health, agriculture, education, infrastructure, technology, IT, and telecommunications, and science and technology. Do you share that pessimistic view?
No, I was at that meeting, and I was fortunate to be part of that meeting, and I heard President Ward making that statement. But my understanding is that I thought what he was saying is that the people out there, they want to see concrete things, concrete delivery, and so on, and so on. And it may be that what people say is that maybe some of this is not progress in these areas, the sectors that you have just mentioned. But on the contrary, we know that concretely on the ground, the African Development Bank has put quite a lot of resources, for example, to support infrastructure. But infrastructural projects, but unfortunately, they don't take a year, something more than that. You know, so I think he was talking more about the need for visibility of NEPAD with respect to delivery in those sectors.
This current meeting in Egypt of the NEPAD countries also reportedly discussed Darfur, how to get talks started again between the government and rebels, and also sharing the Nile waters. Do you expect any progress, conclusive progress, on those topics to come out of this summit?
No, now that we have a Peace and Security Council of the African Union, that will be the focal point for peace and security matters within the AU system. Then I think that's where we'll see decision coming with respect to conflicts in Africa.